بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجنا العربية للجميع. Respected students, we welcome you once again to this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of the Hadith and the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept from us all. And every second program we have a general revision in which we are interacting with our students, where they can call in inshallah and answer the questions which we're going to be giving to the students. Today is a general revision. We wish that our students call in inshallah and answer the questions which we will be prepared for you. Questions related to the Quran, related to the previous lessons, whatever we have learned in the past from lessons inshallah, we can take part in this program. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. Don't forget, if you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyyat al-Jami', all what you need to do is just to register with us by giving your name and telephone number to our engineer, and he will be giving you a student number inshallah ta'ala, starting from 265. Alright, so we are learning from the Quran, as we said, and we're waiting for all the students to call in on this number, 011-854-1548. Questions of the Quran, questions of the general revisions, the general dialogues which we are learning as well. So inshallah, all this comes in this program, Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jamia. We have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What's your student number?
260.
Hasanan. Kam darajatun ladayki?
88.
88 daraja. Wonderful. 88 daraja. What does 88 means?
88.
Okay. You got 88 points. Yes, that's correct. And you studied with us the general dialogues questions.
Si.
Okay. So the first question we're giving you is related to the Quran. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها. قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون. What is the meaning of the word ذلول? بقرة لا ذلول. ذلول.
لا ذلول. Not trained.
Yes, that's correct. فذبحوها.
So they slaughtered it.
They slaughtered it. Yes, that's correct as well. What is the plural of بقرة?
أبقار.
أبقار. There's another word mentioned in the Quran. قالوا إن ال
بقر.
إن البقر. Yes, إن البقر تشابه علينا. Wonderful. Okay, another word. ما لونها? What is the meaning of that? ما لونها?
ما لونها is
what is its color? Yes, that's correct. Wonderful. You get the 2 points here. Yes. Quran question. Moving on to the next question. General dialogues. And some of the words that we are using, I'm going to mention a few words for you. What is the meaning of the word bari in Arabic?
Si?
To bari in Arabic.
Bari.
Yes, to bari someone.
To bear yadfin.
Yadfin, correct. Another English word. What is the meaning of the word to create?
To create yakhluq.
Yakhluq, wonderful. Another one. What is the address?
ما هو العنوان؟
العنوان. ما هو العنوان؟ This is very important. What is your address? ما هو عنوانك؟ You get the 2 points here as well. MashaAllah. Now the last question is regarding the feminine and masculine.
Okay.
So I will say, I'll give you a sentence in English. I'm giving more sentences in English now. And I want you to translate the sentence in Arabic, taking into consideration, of course, the pronoun, and also the feminine or masculine.
Okay.
Is life a real dream?
Is life?
Is life? Okay, this one is a bit difficult for you. Let me change this one. The sun is near.
ثانية الابن قريب.
قريب. Excellent. The daughter is near.
البنت قريب. قريب. البنت قريب.
قريب.
قريبة.
قريبة. بنت is female, feminine. قريبة. So we'll use قريبة. Wonderful. You get the point here as well. 5 points, mashallah.
شكرا.
Altogether, 5 points for student number 260. Now you've got 93 points, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan, sister.
Okay.
Mashallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Man anti?
50.
50. You are the first student, mashallah. 201 points. Okay, the first question, the Quran. قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا؟ قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. What is the meaning of جاهلين?
Ignorance.
The ignorance. And the singular of that?
جاهل.
جاهل. Yes, that's correct. Okay, moving on. فافعلوا ما تؤمرون. What is the meaning of that verb, تؤمرون?
تؤمرون is... Isn't Amar is command?
Yes.
You are commanded?
Yes, do commanded? As you commanded. That's correct. فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. Do as you are commanded. Wonderful. Another one. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. What's ميثاق?
ميثاق is, I think, to meet, I think. Am I right? No, wait, I don't know.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ.
Appointment? Am I guessing?
Near, but not appointment. Near from that, but not appointment. There is a word for it. Mithaqakum. They broke the mithaq.
Mithaqakum. Appoint. I don't know. I said appointment wasn't right, isn't it? I can't remember. What is that?
Mithaq is covenant. Write it down. Mim ya fa alif qaf. Mithaq is covenant, okay? So mithaqakum, your covenant. Falahum ajruhum inda rabbihim wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. What's the meaning of the word ajruhum?
Is reward.
Ajruhum.
Their reward.
Their reward. That's correct. That's correct. Okay, you get 1 point for this question. Let's move on to the next question, the general dialogues. You ready?
No.
What is the meaning of punishment?
Oh, punishment.
In Arabic. I'm giving in English this time. All the students get ready for that. I'm giving in English. And you need to translate to Arabic. Normally we give in Arabic and you give me the English. Now, we make it vice versa now. Changing this.
My mind is not working, I think, today. I don't know.
Azab. Azab is punishment.
Azab, yes.
Okay, next one.
You asked.
What is the meaning of apple?
Tufah.
Tufah, you get this one. And banana?
Banana is, I know that one too. Starts
with the meme. See, I'm helping you. Starts with the meme.
Jazakallah. But I'm just trying to think. I know it. Please give me a minute. My hand. My
That's
mind
fine.
Is not working.
Fine.
Banana.
Mouse, yes, correct. Mouse, mashallah. Okay, you get 1 point for this question as well. Let's move on to the next question. That's the grammar. You ready for the grammar?
No, I'm ready. Not ready for anything today.
Inshallah, you're ready.
Inshallah.
Okay, I want to say, her pen.
Kalamuha.
His pen.
Kalamuhu.
Correct. You get the point here. MashaAllah, you get the point here. So 3 points, you go with 3 points, student number 50. So it's 204.
JazakAllah
khair, mashaAllah. Alaykum salam. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
من أنت؟
175.
175. You got 180 points. You get the chance today to catch with the sister student number 50. She lost 2 points, so hope you can cover it. Okay, the first question is the Quran question. The Quran question, we say, وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. What's the meaning of غَضَب?
غَضَب, hidden.
Say again.
غَضَب, isn't غَضَب
يغضب عليك الله, الله غضبان, يغضب, غضب, لا تغضب.
To hide?
No.
Hidden? No.
The man came to Rasulullah and said, يا رسول الله أوصني, قال لا تغضب.
And anger.
So غضب is anger.
Anger,
okay. That's correct. غضب is anger and angry is غضبان.
غضبان.
Angry is غضبان.
شكرا.
Right? And لا تغضب means?
Do not get angry.
Don't be angry. That's correct. Okay, let's move on. The next word is فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. What is the meaning of حَجَر?
Stone,
that's correct. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا. What's عَيْنَا?
عَيْنَا is well.
Well, this, there are other meanings for عَيْن, do you know?
Eyes?
Yes, the eye, also the spy. Also, the one of the meaning is the spy. Correct. One last word for you. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. What is the meaning of رِزْقِ اللَّهِ?
رِزْقِ اللَّهِ is sustenance.
The sustenance of Allah.
Okay,
sustenance. That's correct. 2 points for this question. Let's move on to the next question.
شُكْرًا جَزِيلًا.
The general words, I'm giving it in English this time. Let's see. What is the meaning of the word clean?
طاهر.
طاهر. I consider it correct. However, there's another meaning, another word that I was looking for, nadif also.
Nadif.
What is the meaning of the word perfume?
Atar.
Atar, that's correct. What is the meaning of the word fama?
Fallah.
Fallah, mashallah. And what about carpenter?
Tijara.
Tijara is trader. Carpenter. Tajir is trader.
Yes.
Tijara is trade. But I'm talking about another one that is carpenter. I'll help you with the first letter is noon.
Najar.
Najar. Yes, Najar. Correct. You get the 2 points here for this question. Let's move on. Yeah, because I also helped the other students with one letter. Okay, let's see now. Now, the grammar question is arrange, make a sentence, okay? Arrange the following words and make a sentence.
Okay.
Al-Iman, al-Nadhafa, min. Al-Iman, al-Nadhafa, min.
النظافة من الإيمان.
Yes, that's it. النظافة من الإيمان. You get the points, mashallah. So 5 points for you, student number
175.
So it's 185 now.
شكراً جزيلاً.
جزاك الله خير. السلام عليكم.
بارك الله. السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My engineer gives me a sign that there is no more calls. Okay, we'll see if we get all our students to call in. Those who didn't get chance, you can get to call in now, inshallah. Just few minutes before we end. However, we have some adverts, so let's see if we can take one more call. Hopefully, you can call in on 011-854-1548. Very important that we prepare ourselves for the Arabic language before the program. Get ready, prepare your notebook, make intention. Inshallah, you're learning. You can understand the Quran, understand the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You get reward for that. You get reward for trying to understand. And I know from experience that some people, when they start studying Arabic, especially with teachers and so on and schools, they study for some time and then they stop. And they stop practicing and they stop memorizing whatever they used to study. And then they forget everything about it. This is a chance. This program is a chance for you to correct your Arabic, is to learn more, is to remember what you have studied already. So even if you studied Arabic sometime, you can also revise with us there, your Arabic language, you be one of the students of Al-Arabi Al-Jami'. You can remain anonymous, no problems, we'll just call you with your student number, but just call in and be amongst those people who are interacting, benefiting each other, benefiting other students, also learning more. And we, as we said, learning from the Quran, we're going in order with Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah, and we're going on and on and on. And as you can see, when we're asking questions to our students, we're asking them verses from the Noble Quran, and they can tell us the meaning of it. So this is fruitful, as we can see. Alhamdulillah, our students are benefiting. They understand. They can understand some of the verses of the Quran. Whatever we studied, they learn. They understand. They can make up the words now. And so you also will learn if you join the program Al-Arabi. So encourage everyone, inshallah, to join and to practice. And you just give your student number. Sorry, you're just going to give your name and number to our engineer, and he will give you a student number. Simple. And you can remain anonymous, no problems with that, inshallah. Right, there's no more calls. Okay, let's see. I think we have a caller. My engineer is busy taking the call. If we have this call, we'll just take it and we end, inshallah, because we're having... you have a caller, Salim? Okay, I think he's still registering that call. But we encourage everybody, as we said, that you register with the program, Al-Arabi Al-Jami'. Let's take the call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Student number?
265.
265, okay, you are a new student.
Okay.
Were you following up with us from in the program?
Recently only,
okay. So I'll give you simple questions. I hope you have some idea about the Arabic language. Do you?
Okay.
So the first question is just general words. We'll give you simple words as well. The first word is, what is the meaning of yawm?
Day.
What is the meaning of al-usbu'? Ayyam al-usbu'. Yawm means day. Ayyam is days. And al-usbu'a, do you know?
No.
Okay, al-usbu'a, write it down. It means week. Al-usbu'a is week, okay?
Okay.
So ayyam al-usbu'a means the days of the week. Right. The next one, qalam, do you know? Qalam?
Pen.
Pen, correct. Wonderful. And one more word. Do you know what is the meaning of doctor in Arabic?
No.
It's tabib. Doctor is? Try to pronounce it. Tabib, yes, that's correct. Okay, for you are a new student, we always give the new students some encouraging points just to start with and catch up with our students who are already with us in Al-Arabi Al-Jami'. We will give you 50 points to start with, okay?
Okay.
So you've got 50 points now. Jazakallah khairan for calling, okay? Right, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Anyone who will join us, will give him some encouraging points just as a beginning to be catching with our students, inshallah. Right, do we have other callers? Salim, no more calls? We'll stop here because to give time to Salim to play some adverts. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al-Arabiyatu Lil-Jami'. Nalqakum fi al-marat al-qadima. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.